Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, comedians, I know y'all tired of Hope Love punking you. Talking about she'll stop your career. She cold, ain't she? I got something for you, man.
Make sure you check us out on all podcasting platforms that are available for OG Radio, okay? Because there are other shows on here, and you don't want to miss out on anything. So make sure you hit the follow button here on Blog Talk Radio and any other platform or social media platform where you see OG Radio, okay? And as for me, you can follow me on any other social media platform that's out there. I'm pretty much on, like, on pretty much all of them. And it's the same name across the board. It's I'm E Reed, the letter I, the letter M is in Mary, and E Reed, E-R-E-E-D. All right? So follow me over there if you have any suggestions. And if, you know, because on Binge Rewind, we talk about the movies and shows that I have been currently watching or have already watched. And I give you a new list every week from several different streaming platforms, anywhere between of course, Netflix to Amazon Prime to Peacock to the Zeus Network, okay? And Zeus isn't even, like, just a regular streaming platform. Like, you have to download the application in order to watch that content. So it's not like you can watch it on, you know, Hulu or Prime or, you know, watch it on your TV unless you cast it on your TV, okay? For all y'all who got them smart TVs, all right? Shout out to y'all. And shout out to those who don't, but I'm just saying, sometimes it makes it a little bit easier where you can just cast it. Bing! All right, so with that being said, I'm going to have to switch it up a little bit because, you know, usually on Binge Rewind, I talk about the soap operas. I mentioned this last week. However, there hasn't really been much going on. So I think I'm going to hold off and we're going to wait another week. And maybe by the time I meet with y'all next week, I might be able to tell y'all something. But right now, it's pretty much the same old thing. So we're going to get a little petty and start off with some little ratchet reality TV, okay? So now, that's why I put on the first song. Shout out to LaVon Godfrey, Gangsta Diva Comedy out there in the Bay Area, okay? I'm a Bay Area girl, born and raised, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, y'all know what I mean? You feel me? So, which is in NorCal for y'all who don't know where the Bay Area is, okay? It's in Northern California, completely different culture than Southern California, all right? So, yeah, you know, San Francisco, Oakland, you know, those areas, that is NorCal. That is a part of the Bay Area, the two main cities, and San Jose. Shout out to the South Bay. Now, when it comes to the ratchet reality TV, you know, it can get a little petty, you know, a little, you know, of course, I said ratchet already, but it can get a little nitpicky, tit for tat, you know, that kind of stuff going on. So, I wanted to play that song because I felt like it was just fitting for the first show that I'm going to talk about. And speaking of the Zeus Network, all right, Batty South, executive produced by Natalie Nunn, who is one of the bad girls, one of the original bad girls from the Bad Girls Club that used to come on Oxygen for those who were there in the beginning. For y'all who don't know, okay, Natalie Nunn was one of the original bad girls in the Bad Girls Club that used to be on Oxygen. Now, I know Oxygen now is more of a crime show network. However, before that, they were about that reality TV show life, all right, just like the WE Network, okay? So they had a show called Bad Girls Club. Natalie was one of the breakout cast members, and she went on to doing more work out there in LA for over the last 15 years. And she has the opportunity to put together a spinoff type, quote unquote, series called Baddies. Okay. So the first season was last year, and now we have this season where it's Batty South. So she hand selected, I believe it was about seven girls. And they were on a tour bus and they went and visited different main cities, you know, along the South, along the Southern Belt, okay, the Bible Belt. And, of course, Natalie Nunn was also there because she's, you know, the mother hen, you know, the house mother, all right? So she's also there as, you know, somewhat of a castmate as well as being the EP. No different than Shawnee from Basketball Wives, okay? Same thing, just ratchet, okay? More ratchet, I should say, because Basketball Wives is a little ratchet too, but this is different. So when it comes to Batty South, all right, so the season is now over. So if you do want to download the Zeus Network, I believe it's $5. I believe it's $5 for the Zeus Network. And you get to watch different original content that's just from the Zeus Network. And so the second season is over. They're now at the reunion phase, okay? And this is the reason why I wanted to talk about it. Because this bunch didn't do nothing but fight. They did nothing but fight. Pretty much the whole show. And, of course, when it comes to a lot of reality shows, there's always, like, that behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on when the cameras are not around, right? Well, apparently, there is a whole bunch of stuff that have popped off on social media after the camera stopped rolling. And the girls were going back and forth on social media. Now, I don't follow none of them on social media. I'm reporting this based on what was said in the first part of the reunion, because they do a two-part reunion. And the first part, let me just tell you, these girls fought so much through the year, and through the season, and I guess was so phony to each other and faking it to make it for the cameras, you know, that when it's now time for the reunion, and I guess that now, of course, they've now watched all the episodes and things of that nature, and then, of course, post-production, they have to edit all of that filming in order to make a storyline, make it work, right, and make it entertaining so we can be entertained by the craziness, right? So when we get to the reunion, they're showing all the prep work. They're showing the girls show up in their Uber cars or whatever, and we see them backstage with hair and makeup and wardrobe and getting decked out or whatever they're going to do. And then they're also having their own private conversations amongst one another and what they're, you know, expecting what may happen coming up in the reunion when they get on stage. Now, Trina, the baddest chick, is one of the hosts, okay, for this reunion. And then they have another young lady who is the co-host. Now, you're going to have to tune in to watch her, okay, because her and her Caribbean vibe is everything, okay? And I'm not going to tell you who the castmates are, because I want you to actually, like, go out of your way to watch it, even if you just go to YouTube and see some clips, because I'm sure there's some clips on YouTube. I have no doubt. But especially the trailers. Yes, go to YouTube and watch the trailer. Or follow Zeus Network on social media platforms or something. Or even Hollywood Unlocked probably. Because last season, Jason Lee was one of the co-hosts for the reunion. And so I guess what they're going to do is each season they're going to bring one celebrity co-host and then one regular co-host, one regular entertainment co-host. Right. So anyway, so the girls are Trina is having her conversation with the other co-host, and the girls are having their conversations and everything. And Natalie comes in and she's having her conversation. OK, now when it's time to get on stage. All right. When it's time to get on stage, they can't even come through the hallway without already starting a fight. All right. Now, then when they get to the stage and there seems to be some kind of order, finally, because mind you, the episode isn't even a full hour episode, right? The episode, and mind you, there's no commercials, okay? So you don't even get a full hour of content that doesn't have commercials, you know? You just get like 40, maybe like 45 minutes worth or 50 minutes worth or whatever. I know it's just under an hour. Anyway, they spend the first, like, 30, 40 minutes, I guess, of just talking. And then when they do finally get some order, like I mentioned a few seconds ago, when they do finally get some order, that doesn't even last long. And then they start fighting again. I'm talking about they get to swinging. And then there was one point, I ain't going to hold you. Okay, Slim was being held by security, okay? And Natalie was being held by security. But Natalie was able to pull a Arya Stark from Game of Thrones move and leap over somewhat, at least enough height, okay, of a jump to reach over and connect on Slim and connect it. I was like, oh, now mind you, this is like watching, for y'all who grew up in this era, okay, shout out to the 90s kids, okay, 80s babies, 90s kids, right? and even maybe 90s babies. But shout out to Jerry Springer Show, you know what I'm saying? Because Jerry Springer, like, this was all that was about for the most part at one point, was nothing but stage fights, okay? So this was giving me totally Jerry Springer vibes. When, you know, on Jerry Springer, when they used to bring people out from the back on some surprise sneak attack kind of a thing, like, hey, oh, so so-and-so is here right now, you know, that kind of a thing when he used to do that. So, yeah, that's what it's giving. That's exactly what it's giving. So it's like scandalous, ratchet, crazy, and, again, it's Baddies South on the Zeus Network, okay? Remember, you have to download the application and pay the subscription. And I believe the subscription is like $5, okay? And quite honestly, is interesting because out of everything that I pay for the streaming services, Zeus is the least expensive one, you know? So think of Zeus, if I was to compare this to clothes, I was to compare this to close, I would say that the Zeus Network gives rainbow vibes, okay? It's giving DD's discount vibes. Understand what I'm talking about right now? You know what I'm saying. So this next song is also by LaVon Godfrey on some petty stuff. And I feel like it's fitting because it's giving Natalie Nunn, okay? It's giving Nunn, right? And LaVon Godfrey made this song. Now, she's a comedian, but she's super petty, okay? And it's entertaining to watch at times. And this next song is called Funny With No Money. That first song I played to open up the show is called Unpunkable. But this right here, this one's called Funny With No Money. And I'm just saying, you got to pay attention. See, it's the reality TV for me. It's giving me Natalie Nunn. It's giving me Baddie South. It's giving all of that, you know, even though she was talking about another situation. But shout out to LaVon Godfrey. And we're going to go ahead and get into this. And I'll be back with your next show.
mama, they know now what they do.
They do.
And as best you do it, Lord, cause it's something that I can't do. My daddy a bitch, nigga, bitch. Yeah, I said to his face too. I think that dared me to be out on the block with the gun screaming out what they do. I think it's something out of rage too. See them nigga get gone when the gauge blew. Chopper going off like we in Beirut. Yeah, my sister's down first for the 8-4. Make the money, don't never let it make you. I got my boots on tight and they lace too. We were broke, but we always made do. Still at the side of the town to get some cake food. See the fiends on the block, I get low. See my cars on the block, I get dope. I said, cuz, let me hold something. He said, I can give you a fish up, give you a fishing pole. That's a nice little riddle though. I think a nigga really about to go fishing though. He said, let me drop a little more with the money. Take heed while you out here on your mission though. Now you gotta deal with hating ass niggas though. Now you gotta deal with money hungry bitches though. Gotta keep your mind right, gotta keep your head tight and your plight on. You'll be your biggest foe. See you with a new car, oh that ain't his. See you with a new bra, oh we ain't his. Man, them niggas, they know you be snapping on tracks. But they hear a new song and say it ain't shit. I'ma tell you how to get that fixed though. Holla at your people, go and get you a gizmo. The type of shit you use to go and pull you a kick though. Don't even rob nothing, just whip them with pistol. And I'm gon' get me mine. I don't see no lines, I done met your kind. I'll break your spine if you decline. So shut the fuck up and let me cry. If I need a help, would you be down to ride? Cause you finna help me go and get mine. Money making moves, you about to slide. Is you gon' be right there by my side? Would you take care of all of my people and my kids if you heard that a nigga died? Well, would you? No? Well, shut the fuck up and let me cry. 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 Hey, hey, get the fuck out my way and let me shine. 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 Shut the fuck up and let me cry. Ride through the city with a brand new stick on me. I'm the man of the year, got me feeling like rich homie. Now I need to get money, all these little hoes up on me. But when I didn't have nothing, ain't nobody really check on me. I was trying to stay afloat, they wanna see me sink, they ain't wanna see me blow. I'm a fast learner, had to teach myself the ropes, so I had to make a choice, sell gun or sell dope. Now I'm the life of the party, yaddy yaddy, fuck around with the squad again, body yaddy yaddy, getting blow till I pop by a chick named Holly. Had to get it out the mud, so I went and caught it. Holly, now nigga on go, couple bands for the show. Back when I was fucked up, everybody said no. Nowadays niggas see me, everybody like, yo, these niggas these days, these are new school hoes. These niggas these days, they ain't trying to grind with your hatin' that crap in the bucket ass nigga. Oh, no goals, no ambition ass nigga. You gon' let a nigga grind for that ass, come hit you. If I need a help, would you be down to ride? To help me go and get mine.
Get mine.
Money making moves, you about to slide. Is you gonna be right there by my side? Would you take care of all of my people and my kids if you heard that a nigga died? Well, would you? No. Well, shut the fuck up and let me cry. 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 Hey, hey, get the fuck out my way and let me shine. 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 Let me shine.
Hey, and I'm back. I am E. Reed, and welcome back to Binge and Rewind, where we talk about the shows and movies that I am watching or have currently watched. And, yeah, do this every week. So shout out to y'all, bring y'all something new every week to talk about from different streaming platforms. And we, just to recap what we talked about so far, we just got to talk about Fatty South. And now, I want to give a shout out to Deranged Beats. That last song was called Let Me Grind, and the song before that was Funny With No Money by LaVon Godfrey, the gangster diva of comedy out there in the Bay Area. So shout out to those two. And yes, Let Me Grind, I felt, by Deranged Beats, I felt like was fitting for this next show. Now, I started off talking about Fatty South, right? Gave y'all some ratchet reality TV tea. You know, reality TV, that's funny. This is funny to me. Anyway, so this next show is on the Oprah Winfrey Network, which is OWN, the acronym OWN, and it's called Bell Collective. It is about several prominent, beautiful, successful intelligent, motivating, and encouraging Black women coming together and being successful in their own lanes and creating a sisterhood amongst each other right there in Jackson, Mississippi. Yes, you heard me. Yes, don't look at your phone or your computer funny. Yes, Jackson, Mississippi. So here's the thing. I used to live in Mississippi, 40 miles from Jackson. And I never would have thought that women of this stature and tax bracket, okay, lived in Jackson. Never would have thought that. Never did think that. So shout out to the Oprah Winfrey Network for even greenlighting this project and putting Jackson, Mississippi on the map, not just amongst reality TV, but just in television history. And the fact that, you know, sometimes people just look at what they see on TV and they think that that's what it is. Like when I lived in Mississippi, people that I spoke to back home in Cali, they would ask me if, like, you know, if there was really, if there was, like, dirt roads and stuff like that. I mean, there's dirt roads, like, everywhere, at some parts of a neighborhood. But it was just, you know, looking, you know, just the mindset of what we see on TV about the South, you know. For the most part, at least back in those days, okay? I don't mean as of now. Of course, it's completely different, but back then, okay? And so I wanted to talk about the Bell Collective because these women be hustling. They get their work on. One woman is one of the first, is the first woman to have a methadone clinics across Mississippi, you know, to help those who are in recovery, drug recovery treatment. And based on her own life story with her dealing with her mother as an addict and everything that she goes through. And then she also brings awareness to lupus because she has lupus, but it doesn't stop her through anything. Like everything that she is currently going through, and this is Marie Monroe, okay, as she goes by now, Marie Monroe. But yes, she is the first Black woman to be able to do that. And she's very successful in her own right. And then you have Tisha and you have several other women that come together. And I know one of them is a radio personality down there named Tambra. So shout out to Tambra. And so, yeah, you see them come together and there's some new players that come onto the scene and, they are now at their reunion phase. So if you want to binge or rewind the season, you're more than welcome to, if you have access to the OWN network, or you might want to check YouTube. 'Cause I know sometimes the OWN network, they have their own channel on YouTube, of course. I know sometimes they'll have the episodes open and they'll put the whole episode up there. It won't just be like the highlights of an episode. So check that too, you know, if you do not have the OWN network, but are curious as to what these women bring to the table of television and content and showing what it is to really be a boss and to try to have it all, you know, managing family, managing work, managing the marriage, managing tragedy, managing infidelity, you know, rumors, you know, social media. It's just all of that and still being able to hold their heads up high and dress up, show up, and get the job done. And this is why I wanted to talk about this, because although I started off on some ratchet stuff, some petty stuff, it doesn't mean that that's all there's out there. And I know that there's a stigma when it comes to reality TV sometimes, especially when it comes to our melanated people, specifically Black women, in that it's scripted, it's fake, and, you know, all they do is fight all the time, and that's not always the case. Everybody fights. Everyone argues. You know, I would be more concerned with people who don't argue at all. You know, there's got to be some kind of discourse somewhere in order for change and growth. There has to be some kind of hurdle, some type of obstacle. And sometimes an argument is just that. It can be an obstacle. So we see these women in this season go through different obstacles on different levels. One woman is having a conversation with her husband because he wants to have a baby. She does not. They have many years between one another. She's younger than he is, and she doesn't want to have a child. She wants to just mainly really focus on her business. You have Marie Monroe. Not only is she successful with her clinics that are getting ready to open across Mississippi, but her son's baby mama, ended up being one of the girls that was murdered last year in Jackson, Mississippi, and she was murdered in her car while the baby was in the car. And thankfully, thank God, like, the baby was not harmed. The baby is fine, but it's just the emotional toll of, you know, knowing and realizing that this little boy will never know his mother because of a terrible, violent act, you know. And so there's that going on. You have one woman who's going through her marriage of infidelity. The husband is known to have been cheating, and he claimed he wants his family back because she has moved out and she's found her voice again. You know, she's stepping into her own and being very independent, and he likes that. He says he supports it, right? He says he supports it. However, giving me codependency vibes a little bit, or really just controlling, you know, controlling her location, you know, her physical location. Like, I still want to go play, but I want you here at home. So when I want to play husband and father, I can play husband and father at my convenience, you know. And she is very adamant in saying, like, you need to earn me back because I just don't know what I want to do. And there's a love child in play that we find out on the reunion. And even though they are giving spoilers or whatever, not even spoilers, they're doing like the little teaser trailers or whatever. I seen one, I think it was yesterday, and they are not going to give us the results of that baby's paternity. I don't think they're going to do it in part one. I think they're going to hold off on part two because that was a major part of her storyline. Is this baby his? So we'll see what happens with Tisha and, you know, and everything like that. Although she did say in the trailer, girl and boys, okay, girls and boys and everyone in between and on the outskirts. Let me tell you something. He did say that she did say that if he is the father of the child, the fact that she has forgiven him for his infidelity and everything that he's done, or she's forgiven him, that she will be able to forgive that he didn't have a baby because the baby is a product of the infidelity, which is a product of her forgiveness, you know, of her forgiving. So that will be an interesting dynamic. If that ain't 2-3 years of trying to maintain, find a balance to emotionally and mentally and spiritually walk that tightrope, that all of that is her storyline. That's a good 2-3 seasons worth right there. Tisha is good to go, honey, when it comes to continuing on and being a regular cast member until she just probably decides not to be there anymore, okay? Because her storyline is written for her. You know, especially if the results show that the love child is his, all right? And then, of course, you have Tambra and her storyline that she's been dating off and on this guy for, I guess, decades. or whatever, and they're finally going to, like, make it work this time and, you know, try to have a baby and get married and all of this and da-da-da-da. So, to them, but then there was a rumor going around that, you know, he was talking to another woman that is friends with Tisha. Of course, he denies it to Tambra, and of course, he's going to get confronted also at the reunion, which I think it's going to come out in part two, because usually when they bring the men out on reunions, it's never in part one. It's usually in part two or part three, if there is a part three. Sometimes there's four parts, but I think only the Jersey Housewives did a four-parter, if I believe. It was either Jersey or Atlanta, give or take. Might even have been New York. So there's that. So, yeah, I mean, the Bell Collective, again, on the OWN Network, beautiful, gorgeous black women, successful in their own lanes, their own industries. Everyone has a little bit of a different personality, but yet there is a commonality of understanding that they are of a sisterhood. And, you know, they're, even though there's the pettiness in the mix of it all, they understand the greater good of being, of what they're representing on television. I can give them that. You know what I'm saying? Bell Collective is giving me early Real Housewives of Potomac vibes, when Real Housewives of Potomac didn't really want to, like, fall into the, slip into the rat, didn't want to dip their toe in the ratchet reality TV pool, if that vibe, put it that way, you know. But they realized during a couple of other seasons that they needed to pick up the country pace, because Real Housewives of Atlanta was getting on their feet, okay, was on their ankles, was on their heels. And Potomac was like, yeah, no, we need to step up our game. We need to upgrade ourselves. We need to, in Sierra's own words, they needed to level up, all right? So that's what they did. But the Bell Collective gives you a little bit of that, but with some history behind it as well, you know. So they're also trying to work together to put a prominent street that was in Jackson, Mississippi, in downtown Jackson, called Ferris Street. So they're trying to, that was, I get from my understanding, Ferris Street was Jackson, Mississippi's version of Black Wall Street. It was like the Black Wall Street of Mississippi. So they are trying to, the goal is to revamp that entire strip of Ferris Street. So, you know, prayers and sending nothing but love and good energy and good vibes for them to be able to get that accomplished, because that would be amazing to see history come back alive in a different form in this day and age and bring it back full circle. I'm just saying, like Tyler Perry did it with the plantation. So I think that would be amazing, you know. So, yeah, make sure you do definitely check out the Bell Collective on the Oprah Winfrey Network, okay? And, there we go. So, yeah, make sure you check them out and have a good time. Be open-minded. It's already in, I believe this is their second season. If I'm not mistaken, I believe this is their second season. So if you are a binger, you know, you don't have to wait that long. And matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it, let me look this up for you. And I can tell you exactly how many episodes the seasons are. And in that way, you can time it yourself, you know. It says, okay, so season one had 11 episodes, and season two had 11 episodes. So that's 22 episodes, about an hour, just under an hour apiece, okay, give or take. So you want something that could also be some background noise, you know, while you're doing what you do, because you get to know, you know, the ladies' voices pretty good, even their husbands. And the husbands, and yeah, the husbands showed out a little bit more this season too. They kind of did more of like the, what Love and Marriage Huntsville does, okay? That's executive produced by Carlos King. So they kind of do a little bit of that. And if I'm not mistaken, Carlos King is also the executive producer for the Bell Collective. So shout out to him for bringing towns from the South that probably wouldn't even get an opportunity because it's not a major city like, you know, such as like LA and New York and Chicago, Baltimore, you know, Houston, you know what I mean? He's touching these little towns or, you know, which Jackson is actually the capital of Mississippi, but probably some people didn't know that. I don't know. But shout out to him for that. And so there you have it, 22 episodes, just under an hour, the Bell Collective on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Check your local listings. It come on typically on Saturdays. No, I'm sorry. They moved it from Saturdays to Fridays. So it is on Friday nights. So the first episode, I mean, the first part of the reunion will be airing tonight if you are interested. So even if you're one of those type of watchers that want to see what happened at the reunion and then go back and, you know, see what happened before then, hey, shout out to you for doing that too, because I'm here for it either way. But yeah, but we're gonna get into these next few songs. Thank y'all for joining me. We have, I'm gonna talk about one more. I believe I have one more on the list. Yes, that is very controversial at this moment to even talk about. However, I don't think that I could not talk about one of the most popular original series created by Ryan Murphy on Netflix right now that is all over billboards, bus stops, you know, and it's the 25th anniversary of it. And there's also a two-part docuseries on it on the Peacock Network. So I will be back with that. And in the meantime, in between time, enjoy these next few tracks. And I will be right back with you. You're listening to Binge and Rewind right here on OG Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Cash, that's what I'm throwing for that bag. Young nigga running, you can see me, I ain't down, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I was getting to the money. I'm counting cash, that's what I'm throwing for that bag. Young nigga running, you can see me, I ain't down, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I was getting to the money. Finna flex up on these niggas, no apologies. Ice bustin', ice up on me bustin'. Cause where I come from, I done seen a lot of poverty. Now a nigga like me tryna own some fucking property. Prodigy, man, that's what the fuck I gotta be. Hot as me, man, these niggas know where hot as me. Honestly, I think they sleep, they out here countin' shit. I be countin' blues, y'all can keep on smoothin'. I'm the GOAT, that's proven. I done bossed up, no losin'. Ran across up that moolah, dumbin' cash while the ice coolin'. Blessing, dripping, bitch, I'm juicing. Thumbing cash, counting cash, talking blue strips. Never last, I'm too fast for that food shit. Got the wood drip, off white on my cool whip. Cop the pool quick, yeah, I'm talking about my shoes, bitch. Look at my shoes, Chris, yeah, you already know I do this. I'm counting cash, that's what I'm thumbing. For that bag, young nigga running. You can see me, I ain't down, boy, I'm stunting. All my niggas, I ain't getting to that money. Fuck up a check, soon as I get it. Look at the neck, I see me hitting. Tell her my niggas, it's only beginning. Check full of O's, you know I'ma spend it. Hop on a boat with a little hoe, you know I'ma hit it. Diamonds too cold, looking too frigid. Count cash, that's just I'm living. Counting thumb and them blue binges. Yeah, you know I'm about my business. Had to get up off my ass and go and get it. Now I'm living too cool, diamonds they on me, loving the juice. Bitch, I'm really on a mission. If you drip the juice, drip the juice, drip the juice. Got me lit like ooh, running up a deck or two. Now the downs be busting, now your mama be crushing, I'm smoking a Russian. Y'all niggas don't do the fussing, but I do the fussing for nothing. I'm counting cash, guess what I'm coming for that bag.
And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to go ahead and let y'all know that was Veronica Timms with Roll. Shout out to Veronica Timms once again. And Count Cash, that was by Chris Ruffin. Shout out to Chris Ruffin. So make sure y'all check them out on all music platforms. But this next one right here is, you know, I feel like this is fitting based on the type of person that these next couple shows that I'm going to get ready to talk to y'all about. I feel like it just fits, okay? I just feel like it fits. And this is a song by Jacob Anderson. Shout out to Jacob Anderson. This is Jacob Anderson with Crazy.
Beautiful but lazy. She trying to shack up while I got my own lady.
She crazy.
Only fans money ain't coming in. Now she pregnant by a D best friend. Why you on the road with me? You only about the cash and you leave me by my lonely. Disappear like Andy Kaufman, not realize you're phony. Gotta get away from it, we ain't Adam and Eve.
You so crazy, why you can't get your own? Waiting on it, took him take you home. You wrong, you think you're gonna ride with me. Sing your kind, baby girl, you not gonna live off me.
You're so crazy.
Why you can't get your own? Waiting on it, took him take you home. You wrong, you think you're gonna ride with me. Sing your kind, baby girl, you not gonna live off me. What's wrong? Money like a boss, being your own woman is something that you floss, but you lost. You stuck on what your friends say, when a man ain't happy to this day, but you say it's complicated, you know these niggas ain't shit. You know his mama hate me, you know he never see his kids. And you say that she has all the advice to give. But be real, you really think you're gonna be my main? You really think you're gonna live off my name? But you fell in love with the fame. No matter what your last name, never
don't
changed.
Jump on, girl, the ship has sailed. You wanna be a gonna earn your nails. She want a Birkin, Chanel, hair down to her tail. Where will she go if the genius fail? I'm like, girl, you know nobody do it better. I'ma text you later or whatever. Cream team cold, I'ma need a sweater. Hopefully this doesn't cause another vendetta. Cream.
Why you can't get your own? Waiting on it to come take you home. You're wrong. You think you're gonna ride with me? I swing your kind, baby girl, you're not gonna live on me.
Yeah, I felt like that was fitting in a great transition, because the next person that I'm about to talk about, one of the top trending series right now on Netflix, I'm pretty sure it's in your top 10 to, you know, for suggestions to watch. And then the Peacock Network, they have a two-part docu-series on it from past interviews with this man. And this is none other than Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer. And this is the 25th anniversary of Jeffrey Dahmer's just horrible rampage amongst 17 men and boys ranging from the ages of 13 to 27 in murdering them, being turning into a cannibal and eating their flesh and torturing them, trying to make them zombies by drilling into their heads to their brain. Okay. And this man got away with it for so long. Now this series on Netflix, let me tell you this. Whether you watch the Netflix version first or you watch the two-part version, the two-part real life docuseries on Peacock, it doesn't matter, because when I tell you they are symmetric of each other, it is just a mirror image of it. It's just a more concise version on the Peacock Network. As for, you know, on Netflix, it's a more dramatization version. But what I appreciate about this dramatization is not just because I love Ryan Murphy's work. That's not it, because I love him. I'm just saying. We love American Horror Story. We love Nurse Ratched, okay? We love it. We love Glee, okay? So the storytelling. So I'm okay. I love crime docs. I love crime series. I love, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm that kind of a person. So shout out to all you like couch detectives out there and people who love, who stay watching the ID channel and stuff like that. Shout out to y'all. Y'all are my people. Hello, what's going on? But when it comes to the storytelling of the Dahmer series, it's not only about Dahmer. You know, they're Niecy Nash, shout out to Niecy Nash. She plays the neighbor that was always contacting the police to get them to check in on Dahmer to see what he was doing, because she could hear the noise and, of course, smell through her, you know, from his apartment to hers, from the vents, the smell of death and deteriorating bodies, you know. And she called the police several times, including the time of the young Laotian kid who was only 14 at the time, and the police took him back to Dahmer. And even though the neighbor and her daughter did everything that they could to save this boy and let the police take the matter seriously, they just didn't care. They did not care enough. They just wrote it off. And Dahmer got away with a lot of stuff for a lot of years, from the time he was in the army to him deciding to get into the gay scene and going to gay bars and things of that. And then only to come to find out really what it ultimately was, which was mentioned in the two-part series, is that he wanted to explore his sexuality, but yet he hated the fact that he was gay. You know, and he took it out on, you know, on men. That's one argument. But then another argument that, you know, that describes Dahmer is the fact that, you know, because he was kind of like pretty much abandoned and neglected to a certain extent by his parents and just left to survive and figure things out on his own, there was no nurturing system for him to feel safe enough to actually have these open conversations, because in the series, the father, the Netflix series, the father says that he used to have similar thoughts about killing people or doing some, you know, certain things, not his sexual orientation, but just being able to torture and dissect people or think, you know, animals or something. So he says in the Netflix series Dahmer that he had similar thoughts and feelings, and because he didn't make his son feel safe enough to talk to him about it, that they could have that uncomfortable conversation, you know, to where maybe there could have been a way for his father, who felt really guilty and took responsibility for Dahmer's turnout as an adult and being a serial killer, okay, that he could have detoured that, you know. And so that, and then the mother, okay, she wanted to take some responsibility after he then got caught and, you know, gone through trial and being convicted and everything like that. And mind you, his conviction was 15 back-to-back life sentences, you know, and he did ask the death penalty, but they won't give him the death penalty. They gave him 900 years, according to what he says. And just the lack of emotion in Dahmer. And mind you, like I said, there is symmetry to what actually happened in the courtroom and Dahmer's demeanor in the interviews and everything. And Evan Peters, who plays Dahmer, who is a regular actor for Ryan Murphy, because he's been in just about every single, if not every single, American Horror Story season, okay? Not the spinoff American Horror Stories. American Horror Story with Sarah Paulson, okay? But Evan Peters did a phenomenal job coming Dahmer and catching Dahmer's non-empathetic ability to just exist amongst other people, you know? And he embodied that character to the point where you put them side by side. Like, Ryan, like, the casting department for this series did a great job. It is a slow burn, but it's not a slow burn series to where you won't be interested in what happens next and that it's all about Dahmer, because there's episodes that one of the episodes, I forget which one, I think it might be episode 6 or 7. And I think it's called Silence or something. And it tells the story of one of the victims who was deaf, and you see his life literally in the episode from birth to death, and his dreams and aspirations of becoming a model and going to college. Being family oriented and being so close to his mother and his siblings and his friends. And it was a tragic watch to just see it from that perspective and point of view of telling this young man's story. And then they continue on in other parts of the episodes where they show the families, the victims' families, and how they're dealing with it and how they're struggling with the forgiveness or lack thereof. And even the neighbor who kept calling and even called to follow up on some of these victims that were able to get, you know, were able to get away, you know, and the police just brushed it off. And according to the Netflix series, there was supposed to be a $10 million lawsuit against the police department, but then they settled. There was talk of settlement for just under $1,850,000, which means after taxes, they're probably going to get what, $500,000? You know? And the police failed to protect their son. They took him back to the serial killer. Like, how negligent can you get? And then to make matters worse, the police on the wrist, they got suspension with pay and then were able to come back because, of course, you know, going through the union, they're not going to just up and get fired, you know? So it was just kind of like, it's, now, for those who have any experience or have been a survivor of any type of abuse, whatever that may be, sexual, mental, physical, whatever it is, at any age, just know it's a huge trigger warning if you are going to watch this. If you are a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, please understand that it is a trigger warning for you as well, okay? However, if you are curious to understand more about the Dahmer story, then that's what it's about. And for those who can be squeamish when it comes to violence, you know, on certain things, like maybe you just don't want to see somebody's head getting bashed or whatever, trigger warning, okay? Because there are moments where it does show the violence and just the way that he's able to just go ahead and just kill someone, you know? Like when they showed the episode with Tony, the young deaf man, like he left and actually got away. And only way he ended up being murdered in that moment was he went back to Dahmer's house because he left his keys. And because Dahmer was abandoned as a 17-year-old kid by his mother, okay, just left him in the house by himself, took his brother and just left. The dad had already left because the mom and dad decided that they were going to get divorced, but they were in the midst of a separation. And he didn't want anybody to leave him. That was what he said a lot throughout, not only throughout the series and the dialogue, but even in the two-part series on Peacock, like, he didn't want anybody to leave him. and Peacock series, they actually interview survivors of Dahmer, and they interview people who went to school, who went to high school with him, and I believe also worked with him, and then worked with him while he was in prison. And of course, Dahmer ends up getting murdered while he's in prison by another inmate, and they also show that part. They show that angle where the inmate who murdered him and the intent on why he decided to do it. Like, the story walks you through all of that. So it leaves no stone unturned of the question of, well, how did he get here and why did he get there? Now, this is the only part that I felt was disturbing because, of course, it happens in real time. You know, it happened in real time. But the fact that they had the opportunity to study Dahmer's brain and they chose not to. They actually went to court to make to get a decision from a judge to take his brain and let people study it to find out how his brain, you know, worked, how it ticked, and things like that, and what could have been the cause of his behavior, right? But the judge ordered against it and ordered it for it to be destroyed. Who's to know what kind of information science would have brought us by studying that man's brain? You know, they even touched on a little bit of John Wayne Gacy, because Gacy was the same day that Dahmer got baptized in prison is the day that Gacy got executed by lethal injection. Watch the series. If you're into crime docs, definitely watch it. I suggest it. Okay, watch it over the weekend. There's 10 episodes. They're about an hour long. And, you know, there's some part. It is one of those where I think you should sit down. Like, if you're doing something but able to look up at your screen to watch it, it's not really background noise. Because some things that happen throughout the show, there's no talking. You're actually seeing the action of what Dahmer is doing and why he's doing what he's doing. So, yeah. So that's Dahmer on Netflix, and then there is a two-part series on Peacock that gives you real-time interviews that happened back then with his stepmother, his father, survivors of him, and the neighbor who kept calling the police, and the woman who interviewed him 25 years ago. So, yeah, if you're interested, check that out. But with that being said, that's all I got for y'all today. And I appreciate y'all joining me here on Binge and Rewind, okay? We talked about Ratchet Reality TV, Batty South on the Zeus Network. We talked about the Bell Collective on the OWN Network. Check your local listings. Comes on Friday nights. And I believe Batty South comes on, I want to say Mondays, like Sunday or Monday, but you'd have to check. But you could definitely watch clips and stuff on YouTube and check that out. And then, of course, the last thing is Dahmer, all right, on Netflix and also on Peacock, the 25th anniversary. So that's what I have for you today. I will be back next week with more suggestions and shows. And I just want to thank y'all for joining me. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I appreciate y'all, and make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. Make sure you are following OG Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, and then you are also following us on other podcasting platforms that you use, okay? And we're going to go out the same way we did last week with some really dope beats from none other than who I call Uncle Clean, you know, but Clean Heart. Make sure you follow him on Instagram. Make sure you check him out, all right, and listen to a lot of beats that he has on there, okay? He uploads his beats. He has over 6,000 beats. I'm pretty sure he's probably almost at 7,000 right now, but shout out to him and all his success. And just to let y'all know, we're going to go out with some Uncle Clean instrumentals, you know, Clean Heart instrumentals, and then, of course, we going to close it out, bringing it full circle. We started with the Bay Area. We going to end it with the Bay Area. Shout out to DJ Upgrade with his track, Cali. I'm E. Reed. This was Binge and Rewind, and I'm going to talk to y'all later. Have a blessed one. Talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Yeah. my bro, shake it for the West Coast. Sheesh, from the hood to the valley, seems wherever I go, they all love Cali, bruh. This is where I'm born, this is where I'm raised. Stay in the mix, my dead bruh added the DJ. San Diego waves, me, I rep the OAK. My state doing numbers, got dots on the murder rate. Shake it for Burger, Yellow Boy, and 211. Stay in the heavens, may God bless them. Take the pain away, hold up one leg. Show me that smile, now I see a girl, you're doing it. Cali boy, make it clap like homecoming rally noise. PA to VA, BK to D-Bay. Do it like the dirty, dirty low till your knees break. I'ma keep it hood in Beverly Hills or Hollywood. If it's snowing, I might go skiing. Pull up in the mansion, say, bitch, let me in. A lot of weed, yeah, we smoke bigger. It's too short and three keys open, niggas. So, bitch, open the door. Shake that ass and let's smoke some more.
These niggas love me, that's a well-known fact. That's what she found Cali and never go back.